Welcome to Stagology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and today's devotion for the Easter Blooms devotional is based on Acts chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. Today's devotion comes to us from Pastor Paul Moody of Messiah Lutheran Church in Lyndhurst, Ohio. You can learn more about Pastor Paul at the end of this episode.
Acts chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Living as a disciple of Jesus has many wonderful, transcendent moments. Moments we celebrate and revel in and hope to return to again and again and again. But also, living as a disciple of Jesus has its hardships. Throughout the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, we hear story after story about these early apostles trying to live this life that Christ has drawn them into. And we hear of some incredibly wonderful moments and experiences, and also some incredibly challenging moments and experiences. But one of the things that characterizes this ministry, one of the things that makes it what it is that they always are doing it together. And they're doing it in the regular places of life. They're finding ways to love people and do justice and bring that healing and restoration that God is about. They're finding out how to do that in the everyday places of life. For Lydia, well, she was met by these apostles as she went about her usual life, trading cloth, dealing with merchants and customers and all the rest. And as they shared in the stories of God's love together, she and her household apparently had the chance to begin to live that love in a new way. Love for the sake of a community that was growing around her. It seems like she and the apostles were fast friends of sorts. That is, she was hosting them in her home right away and continued to do so in the time to come. It seems that she was trusted and that her work was respected and that the time they spent together was encouraging for all. And so I wonder, how might we also look to create spaces of encouragement for one another? How might God's love be yearning to grow in our midst today? Can we attend to such a thing in our everyday places in our lives?
Let us pray. Faithful God, just like good news found Lydia as she was about her work, so your good news finds us in unexpected and ordinary ways. Help us to look to create spaces of encouragement, to support one another as we grow in our community of faith and life together as disciples. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Special thanks to Pastor Paul Moody for being today's devotional leader. Pastor Paul has served Messiah Lutheran Church in Lyndhurst, Ohio since 2018. He's a pretty creative person, although he describes himself as not being very crafty. I would disagree. More often than not, you can find Pastor Paul cooking or working on photography, music, and liturgy. I can tell you he is quite the craftsman making cocktails. Thanks to Jesse Quinn for today's special music, Christian Inspiration. If you enjoyed today's devotion, consider joining our Patreon community by becoming a patron.